《老人与海》这书我读了好多遍。
I have read The Old Man and the Sea many times.
每次读到结尾
Read to the end.
老圣地亚哥拖着那副白森森的鱼骨架
Old Santiago dragged the white, bony fish.
回到岸上
Return to the shore.
倒头就睡
Fall asleep immediately.
梦里还是非洲的狮子
The lion in my dream is still in Africa.
我就忍不住想，这老头他到底算赢了。
I couldn't help but wonder, what does this old man actually gain from this?
还是输了。
I lost.
你要按咱们平常的理解。
You should understand it according to our usual understanding.
连着84天没打着鱼。
It has been 84 days since I haven't fished.
好不容易逮着一条1000多磅的大马林鱼。
Finally, I managed to catch a 1,000-pound marlin.
结果让鲨鱼啃得只剩骨头架子。
The result was that the shark only left the skeleton.
这叫什么
？What is this called?
这叫倒血霉了。
This is a real stroke of bad luck.
镇上那些渔夫一开始笑话
The fishermen in town initially laughed at it.
他后来看着骨架不说话
He then looked at the skeleton and it didn't speak.
那是他们不好意思说了
That's because they were too shy to say it.
心里指不定想，这老家伙还是运气不行
I'm not sure whether this old guy is just unlucky or not.
可奇怪就奇怪
It's strange.
在这儿，海明威偏不这么写。
Hemingway wouldn't write it like this.
他写圣地亚哥觉得自己异常的轻松，船。
He felt very relaxed on the boat to San Diego.
好好的，破把子。
A good broom.
换个新的就行。
Just change it to a new one.
甚至已经开始盘算下一趟出海要带什么长矛。磨什么钢板
I've even started to think about what long spears to bring and what steel plates to sharpen for my next voyage.
你说这人是不是傻
You said that this person is stupid.
搁咱们身上忙活好几天
It's been a while since I've been working on you.
落个一场空
A fall?
不得误
No.
火得几天吃不下饭。
I'm so hungry. I could eat a horse.
但海明威其实在这儿埋了个特别狠的机关。
However, Hemingway actually buried a particularly vicious trap here.
他写的根本不是一次捕鱼的成败。
What he wrote was not just about the success or failure of a fishing trip.
他写的是一个人面对绝境时，到底拿什么撑住自己。
He wrote about what a person can rely on when facing a desperate situation.
咱们老说绝境。
We often talk about desperate situations.
听着挺吓人。
It sounds scary.
好像老天爷把所有路都堵死了。
It seems like the gods have blocked all the roads.
可你细想。
But think about it.
什么叫真正的绝境？
What is a true dead end?
没饭吃。
Hungry?
圣地亚哥确实没饭吃。
San Diego is really hungry.
每天靠想象与煮黄米饭。
Every day, I imagine cooking fish with yellow rice.
画饼充饥。
To fill the stomach with empty promises.
被人嘲笑。
Did he mocked?
全镇人都拿他当眉心。
Everyone looked at him with admiration.
身体垮了。
My body is broken.
他双手流血，脊背疼得直不起腰。
He was bleeding from his hand, and his back hurt so much that he couldn't stand up straight.
这些够不够
？Are these enough?
对绝大多数人来说，够够的了。
Absolutely. For most people, it's understandable.
可能早就不出海了。
Maybe I won't go to sea anymore.
或者随便捞点小鱼小虾糊弄日子得了。
or just catch a few small fish and shrimp to live a simple life.
但圣地亚哥不，他给自己定了个目标。
But Saint George set a goal for himself.
第八十五天，驶向远方。
Day 85, sailing towards the horizon.
这让我想起海明威这个人。
This reminds me of Hemingway.
他自己就是个一辈子跟恐惧较劲的人，上过战场，挨过炸。
He is a person who has spent his entire life fighting against fear, having experienced the horrors of war and the threat of explosions.
后来去打猎，捕鱼。
Later, I went hunting and fishing.
什么危险玩什么。
What's dangerous, what's fun?
有人觉得他是逞能。
Some people think he is a prodigy.
我觉得不是。
I don't think so.
是，他是在试。
He is testing.
试一个人到底能被揍到什么份上，还站得住。
How much can a person be beaten and still stand up?
所以，《老人与海》里最震撼。
Therefore, the old fish is the most shocking.
我的。不是他跟大马林鱼搏斗三天三夜那一段。
This is not the part where he fought with the big-eyed fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
虽然那段写的真绝。
Although that passage is really great.
你能闻到海水腥味儿，能。
You can smell the salty sea air.
感觉到鱼线割进手掌的疼。
I can feel the pain of the fishing line cutting into my palm.
真正让我愣住的是鲨。
What really surprised me was.
鲨鱼来了一波又一波。
A wave of sharks came.
拿鱼叉戳，拿桨拍。
He used a spear to stab and a paddle to hit.
最后什么武器都没了。
Finally, all weapons were gone.
扭掉舵把子，朝最。
He turned and threw the knife.
最后一条鲨鱼刺过去，那种感觉。
The last shark attack felt like this.
就像你兜里一分钱没有了，你。
Just like you have no money in your pocket.
还能把衣服脱了去换。
Can you take off your clothes and change?
他连舵把子都能拆下来当。
He can even take apart a toy car.
武器，这人身上已经没有什么是舍不得的了。
When a person has already spent everything he can on weapons.
叫什么？这叫心境。
What is this called? This is called a state of mind.
你看他整个过程，头脑一直清醒，手。
I saw that he remained mentally clear throughout the entire process.
流血了，他。
My hand is bleeding.
他想，我没抽筋，我。
He wanted me to be fine.
还行，大。
I'm fine.
大鱼拖着他往海里走，他。
The big fish dragged him towards the sea.
他想，是他的嘴被吊住了。
He thought his mouth was being held.
我死不了。
I can't die.
他不是不知道处境危险，但。
He wasn't unaware of the dangerous situation.
他把所有注意力都放在还能做什么上。
But he focused all his attention on what he could still do to hurt.
而不是完了完了，我该怎么办。
What should I do then?
咱们生活中遇到点坎。
Life brings challenges.
第一反应往往是慌，是抱怨。
The first thing is to complain.
是觉得老天不公。
I feel that heaven is unfair.
但圣地亚哥告诉我们一个事。
But Santiago told us one thing.
绝境这东西，它是不是真的绝，不取决于绝境本身。
Whether or not he depends on the situation, he doesn't depend on the situation itself.
取决于你心里。
It depends on what you think.
那股劲儿。
That power.
你心里觉得完了。
I think it's over.
那真完了。
That's really over.
你心里想着还能再扛一下。
You thought you could still hold on.
那就还没到绝路。
That's not the end yet.
书里有句名言。
The book contains a famous quote.
大家都熟悉。
Everyone is familiar with.
一个人可以被毁灭。
A person can be destroyed.
但不可以被打败。
But it cannot be defeated.
我以前觉得这话特硬汉，特提气。
I used to think that this was a very tough and assertive statement.
后来多读几遍。
Read it again later.
觉得不对。
I feel that something is wrong.
他其实不是叫你硬撑。
He actually doesn't want you to keep struggling.
他是在说一个事实。
He was stating a fact.
外部的东西可以把你毁灭。
External things can destroy you.
你的鱼可以被吃光。
Your fish can be eaten.
你的船可以破。
Your ship can be broken.
你的身体可以老。
Your body can age.
但只要你的心境没被压垮。
But as long as your spirit hasn't been crushed.
你就没有输。圣殿。
You have no chance to lose.
雅各带回一副骨架。
A boy brought back a skeleton.
骨架是失败吗？
Is the skeleton a failure?
在世俗眼里是。
In the eyes of the world.
但在海明威眼里。
In Hemingway's eyes.
骨架恰恰是证据。证明他跟一条比船还大的鱼搏斗过。
The price is just evidence that he fought a fish that was bigger than a boat.
跟一群鲨鱼死磕过，他经历的那些是那些满载而归的渔夫。
He's been through a lot, just like those fishermen who returned with full nets.
一辈子都想象不到的，这让我想到加缪说。
This is something I never thought.I would experience in my lifetime, which reminds me of what Camus said.
西西弗说应当想象西西弗是幸福的，推石头上山，石头滚下来，再推上去。
Dixie said that one should imagine that happiness is like pushing a stone up a mountain. The stone rolls down, and then it is pushed up again.
这过程看着徒劳。
This process seems futile.
但如果你在每一步里都找到了自己的节奏和尊严。
But if you can find your own rhythm and dignity at every step.
那石头滚不滚下来。
Will the stone roll down?
其实不重要了。
It doesn't matter anymore.
咱们今天这个时代。
Today, in our era.
人人都在追求结果。
Everyone is pursuing results.
考研要上岸。
To pass the postgraduate entrance examination.
工作要升职。
To get promoted at work.
发个视频。
Send a video.
还要看数据好不好。
Do you need to see the data?
但老人与海偏偏给你看一个没有结果的故事。
But the old man and the sea still tells a story without a resolution.
你花了那么大力气。
You put so much effort.
最后啥也没捞着。
In the end, nothing was gained.
可你想过没有，真正让你成长的。
Have you ever thought about what truly makes you grow?
可能恰恰是那些你拼尽全力。
Maybe it's those you've put all your effort into,
却没有结果的过程。
But there was no result.
就像风会熄灭蜡烛。
Like the wind can extinguish a candle,
却能让火越烧越旺。
However, it can make the fire burn even more fiercely.
你要是蜡烛。
If you were a candle,
你怕风。
You are afraid of the wind.
你要是火。
If you are fire and wind,
风就是你的燃料。
That's your fuel.
圣殿。
Sanctuary.
雅各最牛的地方不是他打败了大鱼或鲨鱼。
The most amazing thing about Iago is not that he defeated big fish or shark.
是他输了所有看得见的东西，赢了看。
He lost everything he could see, but he won everything he couldn't.
看不见的那个自己，回到开头那问题，他赢了还是输了。
The invisible self went back to the beginning and won or lost.
我觉得海明威早就把答案藏在书里了。
I think Hemingway already hid the answer in his books.
圣地亚哥不在乎骨架完整不完整。
San Diego doesn't care about the completeness or incompleteness of the stock.
他已经在计划下一次出海了。
He has already been planning his next trip.
你若也想感受一下这种打不垮的劲儿。
If you also want to experience this invincible feeling,
不妨翻翻这本薄薄的小书。
Take a look at this thin little book.
它不长。
He is not tall.
你可能一两天就能读完。
You may be able to finish it in one or two days.
但那个老头的背影可能会在你心里晃很久。
But the old man's back might linger in your mind for a long time.